This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Khadga with news. The headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli directs the National Planning Commission to prioritize poverty alleviation through production and entrepreneurship. Nepal draws global attention to climate change impacts. Forest Minister Sahi highlights Nepal government's initiatives to tackle climate challenges in ministerial roundtable in UK. Rhino census held every 5 years in Nepal suspended this year due to funding shortages. And Russia says more work should be done on Ukraine till after leader Putin meets U.S. President Trump's envoy. G7 calls on Russia to agree to ceasefire agreement proposed by U.S. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has directed the National Planning Commission, NPC, to put poverty alleviation on first priority by increasing production, productivity and entrepreneurship. During a meeting with National Planning Commission office bearers at his office in Simadarbad today, Prime Minister Oli urged the Commission to carry out effective monitoring and evaluation of national pride projects and development of entrepreneurship. Similarly, National Planning Commission Vice Chairperson Professor Dr. Sivaraj Adhikari briefed Prime Minister Oli about various issues including implementation of the 16th plan. Vice Chair Adhikari stressed the need of making local levels resourceful for effective implementation of fiscal federalism. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Oli has directed the bodies concerned to streamline the Sagarmatha Sambad program. The 3-day program has been scheduled in Kathmandu from the 16th of May. He issued the directive after carrying out inspection and monitoring at Sagarmatha Sambad Secretariat today. The government has invited head of the state and head of the government of various countries, including India and China, as special guests in the program. The government is organizing the program for the first time, keeping climate change, mountains and future of humanity as their themes. Minister for Forest and Environment Ain Bahadur Sahi has called the attention of the world community to the impacts of climate change. Minister Sahi, who is in the UK to participate in the ministerial roundtable on tackling water security across the climate-nature-development nexus, drew attention of the global community to the impacts of climate change. Earlier on Thursday, Minister Sahi delivered his remarks with Nepal's approaches in water security at the ministerial roundtable. In his address, Minister Sahi also highlighted the initiatives taken up by the government of Nepal in the face of life-threatening challenges posed by climate change in the Nepal's ecosystem and livelihoods. The rhino census conducted every 5 years has been suspended this year due to shortage of funds. Director General of the Department of National Parks and Wildlife Conservation, Ramchandra Kadel, said that the census was being carried out with the help of donors, but it has to be suspended this year due to shortage of funds. The government has not made any budgetary provision to keep regular records of rhinos. Director General Kadel said that although the rhino census could not be carried out this year, the status of rhinos would be known through the parks post on the basis of signal of individual rhinos. The department had been conducting rhino census in collaboration with various donor agencies partnering with the park. The CPN-UML has called a meeting of the party's central secretariat coming Monday. According to UML Central Office Secretary Dr. Bhishma Adhikari, the meeting will discuss the party's organizational activities and contemporary political topics. The meeting will take place at 1 p.m. at the UML Central Office in Chasil of Lalitpur. The Socialist Front is to hold discussion with the intellectuals and the civil society about the latest political scenario on Saturday. The 12th Central Working Committee meeting of the Front held at the Central Office of the CPN Unified Socialist at Aloknagar today took the decision to this effect. Nepal Communist Party spokesperson Khadga Bahadur Biswakarma said the front also decided to forward political dialogue with the parties and leaders of parties in and out of the parliament. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Nepal Telecom Co. International Roaming जहाँ भए पनि पाउनुहोस् हामी सँगै
कल गर्नुहोस् डेटा चलाउनुहोस् संसार भरि सजिलै
नेपाल टेलिकमको इन्टरनेसनल रोमिङ सेवा सुचारू गर्न *14*#7# डायल गरी वा नेपाल टेलिकमको एपबाट पनि गर्न सक्नुहुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back. Now is sports news update. Nepal defeated Hong Kong by 6 wickets in the ongoing Women's T20 International Cricket Tournament underway in Uganda. Hong Kong, who won the toss and was elected to bat first, scored 104 runs for the loss of 8 wickets in 20 overs in the match held at Entebbe Cricket Oval in Uganda. Nepal chased down the target of 105 runs in 19.3 overs at the loss of 4 wickets. Samjana Khatka scored 47 runs for Nepal. She hit 3 fours of 43 ball innings. Pooja Mahato scored an unbeaten 20 and Captain Indu Burma scored 18 runs. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Russia has expressed cautious optimism about a potential ceasefire deal with Ukraine, but officials warn that signal challenges remain. According to the BBC, Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov reiterated that President Vladimir Putin still has key questions about how a U.S. brokered truce would be implemented. U.S. Envoy Steve Witkoff, who met with leader Putin on Thursday, is now in his way back to the U.S. with details that will be passed on to President Donald Trump. Trump, in a post on Truth Social, stressed the urgency of finalizing the ceasefire, saying too many lives have already been lost and more will follow without a signed agreement. Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has criticized Putin's response, calling it manipulative and urging stronger sanctions on Russia to pressure a deal. The G7 foreign ministers, including those from the US, UK and the European nations, have voiced their support for the US-backed ceasefire proposal. A dropped statement from their two-day meeting calls on Russia to agree to the proposed ceasefire terms. The Palestinian group Hamas has announced it is ready to release Israeli-American captive Eden Alexander and return the remains of 4 other dual nationals. This comes after direct talks with Israel mediated by third parties. According to Al Jazeera, in a statement released Friday, Hamas said its delegation received a proposal from mediators on Thursday to resume ceasefire negotiations. The group confirmed its agreement to release Alexander, an Israeli soldier with American citizenship, as well as the remains of 4 others with dual citizenship. There has been no immediate comment from Israel. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in mountainous region of Kusi, Bagmati and Lumbini provinces, and the rest of the mountainous region will see partly to generally cloudy weather with a chance of light snowfall along with thunder and lightning at a few places. Similarly, the weather in the hill region will remain partly to generally cloudy in Kusi, Bagmati and Lumbini provinces, and partly cloudy to generally cloudy with a chance of light rainfall, along with thunder and lightning at a few places in the rest of the provinces. Likewise, the Terai region in the country will witness partly to generally cloudy weather. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma will direct the National Planning Commission to prioritize poverty alleviation through production and entrepreneurship. Nepal draws global attention to climate change impacts. Forest Minister Sahi highlights Nepal government's initiatives to tackle climate challenges in ministerial roundtable in UK. Rhino census held every 5 years in Nepal suspended this year due to funding shortages. And Russia says more work should be done on Ukraine deal after leader Putin meets U.S. President Trump's envoy. G7 calls on Russia to agree to ceasefire agreement proposed by U.S. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.